inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, another edition of The Flip Side coming your way for this Thursday, March the 1st. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Well, the start of a new month. Let me make a small prediction. And as you have heard many times before, it's always tough making a prediction with a date certain in the prediction. But I can confidently say that the first 3 weeks of March are more than likely going to be the most interesting 3 weeks of the entire year. I say that because we know that Greece has a drop-dead date on March the 20th. And we also understand history and the old fable, beware of the Ides of March. So making that prediction is not much of a stretch. It would be a lot easier making that a kind of prediction than trying to explain to you what has happened in the financial markets over the last 24 hours. I've done my best to find out as much as I can and post it on my website, but I'm still in the dark about a lot of stuff. And you'll understand why when we bring you the closing numbers after this short timeout.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday. Well, After Gold had its single biggest drop in 3 years yesterday, it bounced right back today, closing up $21. It's 17.18 an ounce. Let me see if I get this right. Tuesday, silver was up $1.50. Yesterday, it was down $3. Today, it was up 87 cents. You can't make this stuff up. Silver closing today at $35.61. Platinum, higher by $22 at $17.05. Palladium, closing up 14 at $7.22. The Dow ended the day higher by 28 points at 12,980, much to the chagrin of the folks over at CNBC who were doing everything in their power to push it over 1,300. NASDAQ higher by 22, and likewise, they were trying everything they could to push it over 3,000. They only got to 2,988. U.S. dollar was marginally weaker on the day, dollar index closing at 78.78. The interesting story was crude oil. Crude oil exploding above $110 a barrel, based on reports out of Saudi Arabia that an oil pipeline had exploded or was sabotaged, but the Saudi government was quick to announce that there was no explosion and no attack on Saudi installations. Well, who do you believe in that scenario? The price of crude oil certainly was indicating that there was something that had taken place. A few people attempted to try and explain the crazy action of the last few days, including legendary trader Jim Sinclair. Well, Jim told Eric King at Kingwell's News that yesterday's action was nothing more than a cover-up by the Federal Reserve and the mainstream media. And that the event was all orchestrated. As he explained to Eric, the power behind the equity markets right now is liquidity, and everybody knows it. It's not improving earnings, and it's clearly not a broad global improving economy. What Bernanke attempted to tell the investment world yesterday was that quantitative easing may not be necessary because of modest improvement in the statistics of unemployment. If that was truly to be believed, then the stock market should have been off 800 points. Yet gold was down $100. And today we get this little snippet of information And let me just get it. I don't want to misquote it in any way, shape, or form, because it's amazing how it got very little coverage. No shock or surprise there, by the folks over at CNBC, but Bloomberg is reporting that the Bank of Israel will begin today a pilot program to invest a portion of its foreign currency reserves in U.S. equities. The investment, which in the initial phase will amount to 2% of the $77 billion reserves, or about $1.5 billion, will be made through a UBS, AG, and BlackRock. This according to a spokesman for the Bank of Israel. And as the folks over at Zero Hedge point out, this could be illegal in and of itself because the Fed's charter forbids it from buying U.S. equities outright. It certainly can promise that it will bail out such bosom friends as the Bank of Israel, the Swiss National Bank, and soon everyone else if and when the investment in Apple stock should sour. Over at Market Ticker, they call it as it is, that this is blatantly illegal what the Fed is now doing. And as they explain, here's the problem. And the reason why the Fed's prohibited from buying equity but as they point out more importantly, this sort of manipulation never ends well and often winds up ending in catastrophe as these are reserves that are allegedly support lending and when lost, well, what does the losing party have left to do except to try and print its way out? Integrity of the capital markets, what's that? And while I'm sure there'll be plenty of people who will argue that this will make the market go up, the fact of the matter is that leverage cuts both ways, and when things go wrong, it will make markets go down at a highly accelerated rate. So we can't really make head or tails of what this announcement by the Fed and the Bank of Israel is all about. But I'm sure this is not the first such arrangement that has been arranged between Ben Bernanke and Israel. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out and be right back.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If the lonely night surrounds you, hey, you weighed down by gloom. No, you don't like what it feels. In your dark and dirty room, it'll be easier in the morning.
The flip side, you know, one of the reasons I like visiting Zero Hedge from time to time is reading the many comments that are posted, and after they broke the story this morning, one poster says, well, there's a name for what Ben Bernanke is doing. It's called the it's called the Shylock model. The Shylock model, named after William Shakespeare's a despicable usury in the Merchant of Venice. Shylock loaned money to Antonio, a Venetian merchant, demanding he sign a bond pledging a pound of his flesh as collateral. So I guess this action by the Fed today will henceforth be known as the Shylock model. And you can find reference to it on my website. A lot of interesting things on my webpage today. Let me explain my website to you, just so you understand the thought processes I go through on a daily basis. I am usually up and about at 3 o'clock Mountain Standard Time each and every morning. And what usually sets the tone for my website, believe it or not, is I do a quick scan of the day's political cartoons. And once I've selected a cartoon, I then make my way through numerous web pages. And I usually post stories in the sequence that I find them. Sometimes I mix them up, and sometimes later during the day I will add to them. The first story I posted this morning was a report that the U.S. is preparing a Iranian strike plan. And I got that not from a U.S. website, but from an Israeli website. It says, U.S. military officials say that America is preparing a plan to strike Iranian nuclear targets in the event that sanctions fail to dissuade Iran to halt its atomic development. This is a report coming via Bloomberg News and quoted U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff General Norton Schwartz as saying last night that a strike would be carried out if Iran fails to prove its nuclear development program is geared solely towards peaceful purposes. And then we discover from Mondo Weiss's website that the folks over at NBC and CNN are sending their best and their brightest to the APEC conference to promote war with Iran. We'll have more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday. Well, the APEC conference begins on Saturday, and it looks like it's going to be nothing more than a justification for a war with Iran. NBC is sending their Republican strategist, Mike Murphy, to address the gathering of Shylocks, together with Donna Brazile of CNN and Paul Begala. Interesting that Donna Brazile is going to be there on behalf of CNN. She formerly headed the Voting Rights Institute, but I doubt whether she's going to say anything about Palestinian rights. Rather, she will be towing the Zionist party line. And just in time for the APEC conference, and Netanyahu's visit to the U.S. Today, the New York Times features a full-page ad from the neoconservative wing of the disillusioned Zionists. saying that liberals must support Israel. The ad attacks two Democratic Party-linked think tanks, the Center for American Progress and Media Matters, for its criticism of Israel. It also singles out M.J. Rosenberg, who writes for Media Matters, and has been very critical of Israel, but he is often referred to as a self-hating Jew and a bigot. The ad has a scare image of a wolf and features quotes from Alan Dershowitz and Spencer Ackerman. It asks people to call the foundations that fund the two think tanks. And just a reminder, Alan Dershowitz has openly called for Israel to bulldoze entire towns in response to terrorist attacks, is on the warpath against M.J. Rosenberg and Media Matters. He is incensed that Rosenberg has pointed out the very obvious fact that when it comes to foreign policy matters involving Israel, some people are basing their views on U.S. policy on what is best for Israel. And what is ironic, M.J. Rosenberg once worked for AIPAC. But he ventured off, shall we say, the reservation a few years ago. And don't know whether he had a conscience awakening, but became a critic of the very organization he worked for. Well, besides joining NBC and CNN, and I'm sure Fox News will have its representatives kissing the ring at the AIPAC conference, so will Governor Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum, who confirmed today that they will be joining House Speaker Newt Gingrich in addressing the annual American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee. They will be doing that on the 6th, which I believe, what's that? That's Monday, Tuesday. The Republican hopefuls will address the estimated 13,000 attendees of the pro-Israeli lobby vying for the Jewish vote on Super Tuesday that could weigh heavily what I find even more glaring is the presidential candidate who will not be making an appearance at AIPAC, and that is Ron Paul. President Obama is scheduled to address the crowd on March the 4th, which is a day before he's meeting with Bibi Netanyahu at the White House. Others in the lineup at the AIPAC conference, Leon Panetta, And then let's go to the phones. Mike in Maryland. Hey, Mike.
Hey, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call. I wonder if you can comment on something that I'm not sure if they're rumors or not. The first one looks like it has more legs, and that is the gas pipeline explosion in Saudi Arabia. Has that been confirmed? If so, do you know who the culprits were, or is it an accident or what?
Well, it was initially reported on RT television as an explosion. Then it was picked up later in the day by Press TV, the the Iranian news service. But then even quicker, it was denied by the oil minister from Saudi Arabia. And the only thing that I can go by is what the price action in oil was, because traders have a tendency to shoot first and ask questions later. So when the first reports of the blast came through, Brent North Sea crude shot up to $127 a barrel.
Damn.
But then after the denial came through from Saudi Arabia, that quick spike was quickly reversed, and crude went back to $110. So...
so it was roughly $9 or $10 above what it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and in large part, there's some that are attributing that report to the reason why gold gained $20 today. And, you know, in today's crazy world in which we live, it's very hard to pinpoint exactly. And I have to say, I am pretty connected into the financial markets during the course of early morning trading, and it's amazing to see how little snippets of information come through, and you can see the markets react, and then. And then the denials come soon after, and you see the corresponding effects in the marketplace. And so, yeah, I was waiting to see if crude oil would stay, because if crude oil stayed at those levels, that would be a quasi-confirmation that the story was true. But then the denial came, and the market corrected back down again. So, you know, who knows, brother?
Well, it's hard to separate the wheat from the chaff, but people can allow themselves to be burned on false rumors on the stock market, can't they?
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, I mean, yesterday was just the most amazing. Well, the last 24 hours have been the most amazing I have seen in the markets in a long time.
Well, what about the rumor that Timothy Geithner, and I stress it's a rumor, and I think Benjamin Fulford, for what it's worth, may have been the one that started the rumor that Tim Geithner was arrested by, I think, Italian police and then let go, and then I heard that he's under investigation. Did you know anything about that at all?
Yeah, no. That didn't cross any of the news sources I've I followed today in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, I haven't seen many stories on Timmy Geithner in a while. And I cross all genres of news. I go from mainstream news to alternative news.
Well, it's good to monitor mainstream news a lot of times because, you know, you get to see the propaganda, and even they occasionally do tell the truth.
Oh, yeah. Every now and again, they do trip over themselves.
Of course, it's by accident. Well, what about Andrew Breitbart? Do you think that was a hit, or do you think that was actually died of natural causes? Because he supposedly was going to release some damning information on Obama, and the timing couldn't have been more coincidental, could it?
Well, you know, he did make the statement, and I'm not sure when it was.
It was pretty recent
that he had some videos that he was set to release that would be damaging to Obama.
Yeah, well, that's kind of, I think it was at CPAC we made that announcement, but right. he ought to know, as smart as he was, that you keep those cards close to your vest and, you know, you don't take any chances because these boys don't, they don't play games, do they?
Oh, no. Oh, no. And the thing is that, you know, I guess we're going to have to hear whether or not he had a, because it's alleged that he had just posted some stuff on his webpage and he went outside for a walk and just collapsed from a heart attack at 42 years of age. So, you know, 42-year-old guys don't usually fall over with a heart attack unless they've had, you know, obvious a history of heart problems. So it'll be interesting to find out whether or not he you know, had a medical history of a bad heart or not.
Well, Sean Hannity, I listened to the show earlier, he said he supposedly had some difficulties with his heart, but I think more importantly, it'll be interesting to see if that damning information eventually comes out. Hey, a great show. I don't want to take up too much time.
No problem, brother.
You take it easy. Thanks.
Yeah. It's amazing. Well, you know, who knows? I mean, I've had a few scares in my time thinking the old ticker was giving up the ghost, but I did find the timing unusual. But who knows? Who knows? It's another one of those who knows things. It's unfortunate, but then again, you know, I'm sure we'll get the definitive report after he has. I'm sure there will be an autopsy. But let me just say, if he had any damning information on Obama, Netanyahu would have been really happy with that, because Andrew Sullivan has an interesting report that you can find on my website today. Because it's Netanyahu that is seeking to knock Obama out of a second term.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday. Quick programming reminder. Tomorrow being Friday, usually have a weekly chat with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. However, Charles is in Washington, D.C., holding vigils to coincide with the APEC meeting. But Andrew Sullivan today makes an interesting observation, which is very similar to an observation made by Max Blumenthal a few weeks ago. He says, Netanyahu is more immersed in the American political process in the cultural wars and in the Republican primary than any foreign leader in recent modern history. And he's doing so because he wants regime change in two countries. First country is Iran, the second country is the United States. He wants to replace Barack Obama with a Republican. He tried the same thing when he was prime minister in the 1990s against President Bill Clinton. He leaned on Gingrich. He leaned on people who were seeking to impeach Clinton, using Israel as a partisan wedge issue, the same way the Christian right uses abortion and gay marriage. And this campaign is the fulfillment of Netanyahu's strategy to use Israel and now Iran as a political tool to unseat Barack Obama. And Newt Gingrich is just one candidate who is assisting this effort. Mitt Romney is also happy to assist this effort, and he has surrounded himself with neoconservatives who have a seamless connection to Israel and to the Israeli military intelligence establishment and to Netanyahu's advisors. So, yeah, I think the next week is going to be interesting with the APEC conference. And as I started the show, I think the first 3 weeks of March are going to be the most interesting 3 weeks of any month this year. Because a lot of things, a lot of the chickens are going to be coming home to roost in the next 3 weeks. Never fear, if you stay tuned to Republic Broadcasting Network, you will hear stuff you're not going to hear on any other network that you can name. And for Alan Watt cutting through the matrix, and we'll do this again tomorrow, my friends. Till then, see you, bye. We'll